This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Morena te iwi, no ma, haere mai, and welcome to Out West Radio, where we are giving you the inside scoop of everything that is happening out west. We are the Western Community Centre. We're based at 46 Hyde Ave. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community, with a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities. We've also got some values that pretty much holds us to everything that we do, everything that we provide to the community, and everything that we're trying to do. So we're strength-based with respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and also honouring te tiriti or waitangi. So you've only got me on the decks today. It's if you're first time tuning in, my name is Regan. I am the community connector here at the Western Community Centre. I am also in the youth space, and wear many other hats around the building. So I'll probably give you guys a little bit of an update of who I am, especially for our new listeners, and welcome back to our OG listeners. Thank you for always tuning in to us every Wednesday, and we are giving you everything that's been happening. So we have just come out of the busy time for us, which is our school holidays. Had action-packed 2 weeks full of fun. So we had our junior holiday program that operated for the 2 weeks. We had Western Wheels Learner's License in our first week. We had our youth holiday program, so our rangatahi program, in the second week. We also had a 50-plus luncheon in the second week of school holidays too. So we have had lots and lots of good stuff happening here at our building. But I've also got a big, massive update to give you guys, but I will give that to you later on through the show. So welcome in. So just firstly, yeah, we had 2 weeks of school holidays. I know that our juniors had so much fun, and they were actually super lucky. They were only rained off one of their trips, so they were very happy about that. They had shot over to the Melville Skate Rink last week Friday, so for the last trip of the 2 weeks, and had some fun out in the skate park skating, so roller skating, rollerblading. And if you have tuned into us before, normally it's myself and Tom, our youth worker, but as always, first week back to term, our youth worker is away for the week, and is actually around the motu at the moment, training other youth workers. So he is doing some good stuff out in our community. And that is why you have just me on the decks today. So we had that. Learner's License was a massive week for the first week. I am the facilitator for Learner's License, and we had many, many students enrolled, and we had a really cool week. Lots of fun, lots of learnings, lots of playing games, and lots of winning some prizes as well. So a little bit of an update on our Learner's License. We had 9 successfully passed their learner's license, with 2 that have failed, but they are returning back to us. They just need a little bit of extra support, but they were absolutely amazing students. And if you are newly 15 or just about to turn 16 or in that age bracket where you are eligible to go and sit your learner's license, please get in contact with us. We run these learner's license courses every school holidays in the first week, and they are open to anybody. And we have heaps of fun. I've got all sorts of different ways that we learn. I'm a very visual learner, so I prefer our hands-on games, compared to just sitting there and listening and reading and writing all at the same time. So if you are those types of people, or you know someone that learns best that way, please get in contact with us. You can head over to our website. There's a tab at the top that says Learner's License. If you click onto that, it will give you the enrollment form, which will allow you to enroll for the next course. So we do only have one last course for the year. And that will be operating in the last week of September, heading into the first week of October. And the coolest part about Learner's License is that we have VTNZ, who are our testing agent. They come to our venue. So we don't take our students to VTNZ anymore to test. They actually come to us to test. And we are really excited to have that service and have been using that service possibly for the last, I'd say last year or so. We did trial it out last year, but we have been very fortunate enough that this year we have had the testers come to us for every single lesson that we've had. So if you're one of those students that doesn't like to have to get comfortable in a new environment and would find that that works best for them, please get in contact. We are the people for you. And we also had, as I mentioned earlier, we did have our youth holiday program last week, which was the second week of the school holidays, where myself and Tom had an action-packed week with our teenagers. And I know that when you guys get to listen to me and Tom being on the decks together, we'll probably touch base on how that went for both of us. But this was my first time being with the youth for the youth holiday program. Normally I am scattered in the second week with other jobs around the centre. So it was really cool to be able to get amongst our teenagers and actually get to know a lot of our new ones a little bit better as well. So through last week we had about 20 of us, including myself and Tom. We also had a placement student with us, working her hours with us too. And it was really, really cool. So we had laser tag, we did the driving range, mini golf, leap. We had an amazing race. But I think the highlight for me last week would have been our sleepover. So if you're an OG tuning in, you would have heard myself and Tom talk about the overnight trip we'd done with our teenagers last year for our end of year trip. Many times Tom has stayed around with, overnight at the centre with the boys, and they've done some really cool activities. So lately we have been merging both our rangatahi group. So I run the girls group, Tom runs the boys group, and we've been merging our groups lately, which has been really, really cool because different ages, they're all in the same friend group, but having to work together collectively has been really cool to watch them, especially for our junior rangatahi coming into that space and mixing in with our seniors who have been with us for a few years now. But the sleepover was awesome. Yes, there was bare minimum sleep, but we did have a lot of fun and a lot of antics around the building. Yeah, with the antics, we were playing Go Home, Stay Home in the building at night time. So we blacked out the entire building, blocked out as much light as we could. And I think we played close to about 6 to 7 games of Go Home, Stay Home. And it was crazy. We had, kids darting everywhere, myself hiding as well. But it was really, really cool. So on top of that, our rangatahi did have to do this. So they were broken into groups. They one group was on dinner, one group was on dessert, and the other group was on breakfast. And they also had a competition amongst all of that. They got given a budget, all three groups, and they also had to make sure that they brought enough ingredients that fed everybody in the group. So not only just their small group, but the entire group as a whole, so all 20 of us, within their budget range. We had one group successfully buy all of the ingredients within budget, and I actually think they might have been the only group that also managed to make sure that everybody got something too. But it's a really cool learning curve. I know our rangatahi were super excited to be in, just to be in the space that they are most happy in, most comfortable in, with people that truly and genuinely love to watch these kids thrive. And then we managed to end our week with a day at the pool. So thank you, Waterworld, for having your one day splash attack, where we got to come in, play on the diving boards, the hydro slides, the inflatables, and just lax out in the pools, which was a really great end to the week after having an extremely late night the night before, but having so much fun through the building. So if you did drive past the centre late last Thursday night and see quite a lot of teenagers outside, yes, that was us. They were safe. They weren't up to any trouble, but we were creating a space for them where they can come and just be their true form, their true selves. And it's been really, really cool to watch our kids grow together, bond together. They spend quite a lot of time with each other. So it was really, really nice to have them in our space. So a massive shout out to our rangatahi. I know me and Tom always, always appreciate your guys' time. And little did they know that they actually fill... and I know this is for Tom, but I won't speak for him. But for me, they always fill my cup, always remind me that all of us adults, we are just giant big kids ourselves. So remembering to slow down and take the time to enjoy the moments that you are in is something that these rangatahi continue to teach me each week. So they play a massive part in my life. They also know that they'll get a massive growling from me too if they play up. And that's just what holds them and teaches them how to hold themselves accountable. So if you do see our rangatahi out there, please remind them that they're great kids because they are. And yeah, we do have some more programs coming up for them. We do run weekly youth group. So the girls group is held every Wednesday afternoon from 3:30 till about 5:30 in the evening. And our boys group, which is Tua Whakapuawa, is run every Friday afternoon from about 3:30 to 5:36-ish, give or take. So if you are based in the Norton area and you've got some rangatahi there you think might be good to, you know, indulge in some really positive activities. We're about upskilling our rangatahi and also looking at and showing them different pathways and different ways that they could thrive in this crazy life. Heading over to our 50 plus luncheon last week was the Matariki theme. So a massive shout out to Nahuya, who normally she has a set of team members behind her that helps her out with her luncheons, which is normally our after school care staff. So Emma, Zura, Rosemary and myself. And a lot of our community members will come in and help. But this time round, Nahuya did have to do a lot of it on her own, as because many of us were already off running programs, or a part of a program that was already running. So I heard it was a very, very cool day. We had our awesome tutor who runs our amazing weaving class, Teresa from over at our other building, 108, on a Wednesday. They come over and actually taught our 50 plus group on weaving. And they were also lucky enough to have the next 50 plus trip announced. So I know you guys have heard about the 50 plus trips from us before. And for you to find out the information on when the trips are coming up and what the trip is you do have to attend normally the last two luncheons prior to it, as they kind of drop hints leading up to it. It is normally a surprise on where the trip is, and they are limited tickets. And there is a small cost to each of these trips, but they change each time. However, August's bus trip is off to Te Awamutu's theatre. And I have heard that there is only very, very minimal tickets left. So if you are 50 plus and you are wanting to come onto the bus trip, please give us a call as soon as possible. Because those tickets will get sold very quickly. And once they are sold, we will have a wait list. However, you can't always guarantee that you will be lucky enough to get a ticket. Okay, so please make sure if you're wanting to join into our 50 plus group, come on down to our centre, come grab our yearly program for that so you know when the dates are and what is coming up, because each month is a themed luncheon, which happens on the third Friday of every month from 12 o'clock. Where you bring a small plate to share, and you get to meet new friends. And sometimes there's some really cool activities to do, or some arts and crafts and stuff like that. But it changes every month. And for the last few years, after Nahuya took it over, has really done really well and really likes to give you guys a variety in that space. So come on down. It's a really cool place to be. And so just that was pretty much our holiday program, or our holidays, our 2 week action packed holidays, in a nutshell. And if you were lucky enough to come down to the building, you would have seen how busy, our centre was through the school holidays. And it always seems to be, the busiest place is through the school holidays. We've got free computers that are a use, that the public have access to that they can come in and use. Just in our foyer area, we've got free Wi-Fi, a free public phone for you to use. So some people come in and just love to just be in our space with us, and we are all for it. So come in and join us and hang out with us. Also, just thought I'll give you guys an update. There are our fruit and veggie bags were completely sold out this week. I know we love to give you guys some inside scoop on what's there and, you know, if we've got bags left over. However, we do have single items, individual items, or some loose items that you can purchase, which is just the last bits and pieces from our veggie packs. And the last time I did see, there was some cauliflower, avocados. I think there's some parsnips still in there, and some the green kiwi fruit. And there's one more vegetable. You know what? I'm going to give you guys a, it's going to be a mystery. You got to come in and buy something to see what that other vegetable is. So don't forget, guys, every Wednesday we do have our $15 fruit and veggie packs, and they have been a hit, and we are in wintertime. So it's whatever is in season at the moment is what we are getting. We are trying to get some extra items so that there's other items you guys can purchase when purchasing your $15 fruit and veggie bag. But majority of the time they work out to be roughly just under $30 worth of fruit and veggie that you are buying from us for $15. We have been operating for many years doing this, and our fruit and veggie bags have skyrocketed and as a hot place to be on a Wednesday after 11 o'clock once all the bags have been packed. Massive shout out to our volunteers. We had a massive line of volunteers this week that came in and helped us pack our fruit and veggie bag as well. If you head over to our Facebook page, we've got some reels up. Go in, view it, make a comment, react to it. As you can see, we're starting to put up a little bit more footage. So you guys are going to start to see us in physical form just a little bit more on our Facebook page. So please make sure you're following our Facebook page. We have just hit 15,000 followers. So thank you to everyone that follows us, everyone that supports us, everyone that donates to us. We wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have a community to do this for. So we're very, very grateful for our community, and we really love them to pieces. And I'm trying my best not to give away the big announcement just yet, because I want to be able to end our session today on some really great positive news, and so many people have been asking us about this. So if you're an OG listener, you may be getting an idea of where I'm heading with this, but while I wait, well, you guys have to wait. You're going to have to listen to some few more other things before I can share to you some really cool news with us. We also have fruit trees for sale. They're mandarin and oranges, orange trees. They're $33 each, and all of these proceeds are going towards our youth programs. We've also got, don't forget, guys, we have our free Kai store, that happens every Thursday and Friday. And a shout out to Go Eco for collecting all the food from our supermarket so it doesn't end up in our landfill, but it's still got a lot of life to give to whanau that need some extra kai. So if you're needing extra kai, come down to the center on a Thursday or a Friday just before 12 o'clock with a bag, line up on the side where the skate park is. And you will be able to get a basket full of kai. It is always a mixture, and we cannot guarantee how many baskets we will have or guarantee what we are getting. It is just the luck of the draw. And I know it will just, you know, it just helps if you've got extra whanau coming over, or you've had extra kitties in the house to feed. I know many of us would have had all of our cupboards eaten out over the 2 week school holidays. So if you just need that extra help, come on down. Our free school lunches have just returned as well. So remembering that our school lunches only happen through the school term. We do let you guys know in advance, if we aren't getting them. For example, if there's a teachers only day or a half day, then the likelihood the lunches don't come to us, or we have to pick them up earlier. We let you guys know in advance so that you guys are aware. But free school lunches every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. They are hot. It's a different meal every day. So they're really good to have, always good to store in the freezer too, just for those little bit of extras. So just jumping into what we normally offer throughout the week. And this is coming out of our little booklet. So if you've come into our center, we have these awesome little booklets that Neil has made up for our community to access, which is a booklet of everything that we talk about. Days, times, costs, changes, upcoming programs, upcoming services, really cool events to look forward to. Everything is in our little booklet. So if you come into reception and you can't find one of the booklets laying around on the table where our pamphlets are or just near the door, just head over to our amazing reception, Saf, and she will be able to point you in the right direction or get you another booklet. But these booklets here literally have everything we have. So what we offer is over 101 unique support services, activities, events, and programs that are held each year, available to the public from our community-owned facilities, which is here at 46 Hyde Ave, or we've got 108 Grandview Road. So we do have two buildings. So starting of the week, we've got Justice of the Peace here every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We've got Citizens Advice Clinic here every Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have the Family Court Navigators. They're here fortnightly. So please get in contact with us to check if it's the correct fortnight that they're in with us or if it's the following week. Same for our Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager. They're here monthly. So please just get in contact with us just to make sure you're not too early and you're not too late to come and meet with them. We have our whānau support worker, Aroha, who is always out in our community supporting our whānau that are needing just that little bit of extra support. We have Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, so financial mentoring here every Tuesday and Friday. And if you are needing an appointment with budgeting, please make contact to Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust. They handle all of the bookings, and we are just the venue for them to operate out of and see all the clients that are in this area. We have legal advice, which is every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You do have to book. We do have to ask a few details about that too. So please get in contact with us and please don't be mindful. We just needed to ask the questions and get a little bit of information so that the lawyer is ready to go, because these appointments are very, very small and short. The more information that they have beforehand, the better that they can help you in the small time that they do have. We've got acupuncture here Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 11:30. You do need to book in with us, so please give us a call if you are looking for one of those appointments. We have the Plunkett Outreach Clinic, same thing. You need to contact Plunkett to book your appointment and just ask to have it here at the Western Community Centre. And again, our fruit and veggie co-op bags, which is just $15, available every Wednesday. No need to order unless you're looking at quite a few bags, and I'm talking 10 plus bags. That's when you'd need to make contact to us just to make sure that there is enough bags there for you to collect. We've also got our Western Community newspaper, which currently right now our amazing Nahuya, who is our newspaper superstar, is currently just finalising the last details of the paper before it gets sent over to them and printed. So your next Western Community newspaper, which is delivered bi-monthly, will be delivered to your home in the next few weeks while it's still being printed. And this newspaper is delivered to 19,000 homes in the West area. And it just gives you everything, cool as articles from our local superstars, people that have got local businesses trying to promote it. You'll find everything in those newspaper. So if we head over to our programs and activities, we've got playgroups and children's programs, and those playgroups and children's programs normally operate outside of our other building, which is 108 Grandview Road. We've got our 50 plus trips, luncheons, activities. We have a walking group that happens here every Monday. They meet at our front doors just before 9 o'clock and go for a walk. We can help you with your power bill. So if you're thinking you're paying too much for power and you're maybe looking at moving power companies, please get in contact with us and ask to speak to Nahuya, who is our energy navigator. She has got some amazing skills and connections that can help you minimize the amount that you are paying for your power, or show you where you are spending too much on your power to see if we can reduce those costs for you. We have Toi Māori, which is Māori art, and this is our weaving class that happens every Wednesday. And you may have noticed on our Facebook page, yes, our newest course for this term is already fully booked. So if you are wanting to get into the next weaving course, you need to be on our Facebook page and you need to follow the updates, because we do put it up there when the next course is when the dates have been given to us and they're ready for enrollments. That's when we will put it out so that you can get in first serves. We have our Western Wheels Learner's License course, which happens in the first week of the school holidays. And that is facilitated by myself. We have got Out West Radio Show, which is every Friday, 11 a.m. on Free FM 89.0. So listen in. You can download it as a podcast on Spotify. So if you want, if you've missed anything or you've missed some information, go download it. Come back and listen to me, and or you know, give us a call, flick us a Facebook message or an email, and we'll get back to you. We have youth activities, events, programs, and leadership development. Children's holiday and after school care program, community education and training. So our facilities and services are our free phone, free public phone and computers. We have the cheapest photocopying, printing and scanning, I reckon, in the Motu. So if you want some cheap printing, but still really great quality, please come on down to us. We'll give you a great discount. Our venue is a place that you can hire for birthdays, you know, gatherings, all sorts of stuff. And we have over 2,519 bookings each year, which is over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, education providers, and clubs use our venue each year. Also a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations as well. We do table and chair hire. We also have a fair share market here, which is the second Saturday of each month. So the next fair share market will be coming up very soon. And that starts with the crop swap, heads into the craft swap, and then finally to end the day is the repair co-op. We've got first aid courses here run through 111 Care, and our free food store, which is Thursdays and Fridays from 1 p.m. And then the free meals, which is the Monday, Wednesday and Friday, which is our school lunches. And they are available from our reception area from 2:30 p.m. onwards. If you drive past and they're not there, Just ask us. We could be still on the way back from collecting them, or we have been advised that there is no lunches for us to pick up. So we've got so much stuff happening here at our centre, and continually having heaps of stuff happening at our centre. We love having everyone come in and share our space with us, and we love being able to share, you know, our space with you guys and the knowledge that we hold to help you guys. So just as we start finishing up for today, just before I jump off, I know I've made you guys wait so long to hear this great news. But yes, guys, we are finally here. We have finally hit the mark where we are in the build for our youth hub. So you may have driven past us this week. Starting this Monday, we had builders in, the fences have gone up, some banging's been going on. But guys, we have finally made it. We are finally in the build for the youth hub, and watch this space, because we are putting up a lot of videos on what that looks like before, during and after. And you may be lucky enough to find some of the antics that our staff get up to when we're hanging out with each other and when we're trying to make some cool little snippets for you guys to see what it looks like to be in our space. Well, there is a lot of tradies here on site with us as well. But that is me for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening in. And you know what? Make sure this podcast blows up, because first time to have me just on the decks. And I know you guys love talking with me and I love listening to me. But that is me. This is Out West Radio. This is WCC signing off for the day. And we shall see you guys next week. See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.